Look at the clock on the wall. It is that time again. This is the place. 2 hours of Christian music classics. Streets of Gold is the name of this program, and I'm your host, Larry Wayne. We've got another artist interview wrapped up for you today. We feature Mylon Lefevre. And the first part of the interview is going to be coming up in about 20 minutes. But as always, when we have an artist interview, we feature our first segment with music from the 70s. In 1971, Maranatha Music released the compilation record called The Everlasting Living Jesus Music Concert. That's quite a name. Well, from that album, here's The Way, If You Believe, on Streets of Gold.
A beautiful feeling, unique as it could be. The trip was with Jesus, just listen and you'll see. If you will believe, then you will receive and feel. The gift of love and love from above is real. I was a little shy. Then I got to thinking it might not be a lie. Then came my feeling that set me straight in line. I felt the Holy Spirit that gave me a new life. If you will believe, then you will receive and feel. The gift of love and love from above is I felt the Holy Spirit that gave me a new life. If you will believe, then you will receive and feel. The gift of love and love from above is real. If you will believe, then you will receive and feel. The gift of love and love from above is real. You will believe, then you will receive and feel. The gift of love and love from above is real. If you will believe, then you will receive and feel. The gift of love and love from above is real. If you will believe, then you will receive and feel. The gift of love and love from above is real.
Streets of Gold and Good News, featuring Keith Green on keyboards, is called Run to the End of the Highway. Now, Keith would record that song later. He'd appear on an album released after his death. The album is called Jesus Commands Us to Go. And by the way, did you know that when Keith was 12, he signed a five-year record deal with Decca? Imagine being 12 years old and doing that kind of stuff. Here's a clip from the way that first record sounded. From 1966 and Keith Green's first record, The Way I Used to Be. Moving on in our 70s segment, here are two guys from England, Malcolm and Alwyn, with this classic from 1974, Fool's Wisdom, on Streets of Gold.
Got myself some wisdom from a leather-backed book. Got myself a savior when I took a second look. Opened up the pages, and what did I find? A black and white portrait of a king who's a friend of mine. Funny how when you think you're right, everybody else must be wrong. Till someone with fool's wisdom somehow comes along. His voice was strange and the words he said I didn't quite understand. Yet I knew that he was speaking right by the leather-back book in his hand. Hey,
classics from the 70s and 80s.
Lila Paris.
From 1972, and the first single on record, and we're not talking about the vinyl here, the other record, the second chapter of Acts, and Jesus Is on Streets of Gold. Here's another song from 1972, The Imperials and A Brighter Day.
Sometimes I let my worries get the best of me. I let my mind be twisted inside out. I seem to go pieces all inside me. My life is filled with loneliness and doubt. And when my thoughts are brought down to despair, I just remember that hope is always there. It's just a matter of mind over matter. I close my eyes and say, so beautiful to behold, and my senses race to a happy place, and revelations unfold, and my heart's conveyed all my troubles away, and the sunshine floods my soul. Fragments of my life all come together once again, and I am home. And I can see a brighter day. Yesterday I may be just a loner. I know the Lord is waiting just
I may be just a loner.
Streets of Gold and the Imperials, featuring Terry Blackwood and Sherman Andrus when they were with the group A Brighter Day. My name is Larry Wayne, and after the break, it's going to be our first segment of the interview with Mylon Lefevre. So be sure to visit our website. It's streetsofgoldradio.com. Many items there to browse at, including past playlists and even a bio of our producer, Jack. Again, that's streetsofgoldradio.com.